Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawn and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. It's a great week this week. Lots of beautiful weather, sunny skies. It was beautiful. Another cold front went through North and Central Florida. Temperatures in the 30s and 40s. I didn't hear about any freezing, maybe a little frost up north, but it sure is sweater weather, and I love that. South Florida, you had a gorgeous week too as well. A little rain and temperatures in the 60s and 70s. But can you tell spring is on the way? You know how I know? Well, you'll have to wait till I say hi to my most incredible executive producer, Lizzie Steele. Heard chiming in every morning on Good Morning Orlando. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. How was your week?
My week was great. I have to say that because you're just phenomenal. I'm just one of your biggest fans. And so you make everything Thanks. Run well here, just fabulous. So you're wonderful. So Lizzie, have you seen signs of spring yet?
Okay. Somebody may call shenanigans on this, but whenever I think of spring, and I know spring's coming, I see robins. And I saw two of them this week.
There you go.
I don't know, but we have all kinds of birds on our property. And I see ones that are people like, no, there's no way that bird's in Florida right now. And I'm just like, okay.
Okay, so robins to me, and I love looking out my window. You start to hear all this chirping, and mm-hmm. you look out the window, and you have like 50 of them in your front yard. And so especially if you have like native plants and trees, and the hollies are in bloom, the hollies have berries, so you get to see the robins. So that's my indication.
I absolutely, whenever I know that there's robins in the area, I like to turn on our little sprinklers we have at the back of our property, and then turn them off real quick, and then watch them just go and I love robins.
I do too. I just think, and we get to, you know, we get to see them twice a year. So, you know, we see them coming down in the fall and we see them coming up in the springtime. So if you've seen robins in your yard, let me know, because that's really a good indication. And so the other indication is the tabebuias are blooming, and these gorgeous deep pink tabebuias are all in bloom. I see a little of the yellow tabebuias. They're starting to flush out with their yellow, gorgeous, hot yellow flowers. I like to think of it as Peter Max yellow. And yes. And so they're really, really, really bright. But South Florida, you should be seeing them right now. So let me know. You can text us or give us a call at 1-888-455-2967. Another way to know that spring is here is that the red cypress trees, which have lost their, for the most part, the majority of their leaves, they start putting out these little green chartreuse leaves, lacy leaves. Mm-hmm. And they're so pretty. I love doing that. So if you're new to Florida, you may not realize, the rest of the country celebrates spring coming on March 20th. We get to do it here in Florida in February. So that is, we're starting to see signs of that as well. So some of the other signs that you can tell spring is coming is that the Carolyn jessamine is blooming, especially if you drive the Ocala forest area up 95 and up 75, and you're going through the forest, you'll see the vines, the jessamine vines, and they have yellow tubular flowers on them, and you'll see those in bloom. The red buds are also in bloom with their pink flowers. Walter's viburnum, if you're driving along the Suncoast Parkway, they have beautiful creamy white petals, and you see those. And then, of course, my favorite, the Chickasaw and Flatwood plum trees.
Ooh, yes.
You see those a lot in Umatilla Lake County.
Yes.
And they are gorgeous. Birds that you see in the springtime, the swallow-tailed kites appear. Cedar waxwings will come and get all the berries from the holly trees. Buntings and scarlet tanagers, killdeer, and mockingbirds are starting to build nests. And then also the woodpeckers start drumming their chants and their beat on all kinds of poles and garages.
I always mispronounce this, but the pileated woodpeckers are back because they came just before around Christmas time. They start showing up in our yard, and I'm like, I love woody woodpeckers so much.
They look like they are huge, aren't they?
Yes,
they are just wonderful. And so this is one of the advantages of having native trees and native plants in your yard and not spraying pesticides on a regular basis. If you're spraying your yard on a monthly bi-monthly or quarterly basis and you do not have insects, well, one, you're wasting your money. And two, that preventative bug spraying will kill the beneficial bugs. And we need to have a few pests in our yard that, you know, will attract the beneficials. But you, when you get out of balance and you're spraying all that time, then you're killing our pollinators, you're killing our bees, and then also the beneficial bugs, the predators that will come and take you know, get rid of your pest problem free for you. Mother Nature's, you know, pesticide company there. So native bees are starting to emerge. And then also, too, blueberries and the fetter bushes and the stagger bushes are blooming. Blueberries are native to Florida, and you start to see those in bloom, and they are just gorgeous. We have them in our yard. We're going to have so many blueberries this year.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited. Another spring sign of spring, oak pollen.
Oh, and yay. That's so much fun.
I have been sneezing, and my mouth has been itchy and stuff, you know, and that's just an indication that we have, you know, the oak pollen is out there and a good sign of spring. Well, coming up this hour, we have a wonderful guest, and she is going to be talking about shade gardening here in Florida. She's just got a new book out, and she is from up north, but we have so many residents that live in this wintertime, and, you know, they go back up north in the summer. This is a good book for that. We have Lee Miller coming up on Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
On the road, there's a thin line between safety and tragedy. Don't cross it. Give law enforcement, first responders, and service professionals the space needed to do their jobs. When you see flashing lights, move over a lane or slow down 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. See lights? Move over, Florida. It's common sense, it's common courtesy, and it's the law. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions Mosquito Bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow the easy instructions on the label. Mosquito Bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Coming up with us is Lee Miller. She lives in Long Island, New York, and she's been involved in the horticultural industry since 1996. She has over 300 articles and books that you can find out. Great gardening information, a guide to northeastern gardening, landscape design combinations, dream, garden, and grow, and her newest book, Gardening by Month, a monthly guide to planning the Northeastern and Mid-Atlantic Garden, and I said the newest, but the newest one is Shade Gardening for the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. So she's with us this morning. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. How's the weather there in New York this morning?
I'll tell you, not much of a January, close to 50 degrees today and tomorrow.
Wow, that's pretty good. And you've gotten a lot of rain, too, right?
Yes, it's feeling more like rain and wind. It's feeling a lot more like March and April than it is the middle of winter.
Well, that, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is because your book just really encompasses everything you need to know about shade gardening, but it also gives a lot of examples. And you have about 40 plants that are good here for Florida. So we do have a lot of people who are, you know, seasonal. They are here in the wintertime and then also back up north in the summer. And so I wanted to have you on. What would you say is the most important aspect of shade gardening that a homeowner needs to understand?
I think the most important aspect is don't be intimidated by it. Over time, just about any garden is going to encounter some element of shade as things change. Just simply knowing the right plants for the right place and will ensure your success.
So how can you determine how much shade you have?
Well, best thing to do is to go out, monitor your property. Do it during different times of the year if you can, because you want to look for how much sun and shade there is. So figure about 3 to 6 hours of lighting would be considered partial shade, whereas less than 3 hours will be full shade. But remember, you must have some element of sunlight for plants to survive.
Right.
For the photosynthesis to occur.
So I get, questions and answers where they say, my tree is not doing well or my shrub is not doing well. And I look at it and it's a full sun plant that they've planted. So, you know, it's important, don't you think, before people buy plants that they kind of assess their conditions?
Yes. Assess the amount of sunlight when the sunlight's occurring, because you can have morning sun, afternoon shade, for example, or vice versa. And also pay attention to your soil and your drainage. You know, make sure you might have a clay soil, you might have a sandy soil, and that's going to affect the moisture levels for the plant.
So how can gardeners add color to a shade garden?
You know, I get asked that question all the time, and I find foliage to be amazing, especially in a shade garden. I try to look for plants that have variegation to the leaves. I can name a few. There's, for example, there's osmanthus.
Yes.
Akuba. Each one of those, the akuba, I love it. It has the green with the little specks of gold in the leaves, which really brightens up the garden. The osmanthus, green and white on the older growth, but the newer growth gets colors like a vanilla, like a cream color, and gold and touches of pink, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Variegated boxwood, hollies, there's all different types. And then perennials, coral bells. Coral bells are absolutely gorgeous, especially there's a new caramel one.
Oh, they are. And they do well here in Florida, too. They're also known as Heuchera's. And so, yes. And so they do very well. And they have pretty pink blossoms on them.
They're beautiful. And then put a little golden sedge by that, or Japanese forest grass, or black mandel grass, or juga. And you have a beautiful, you have a lot of color.
We do. So what are other some of the other shade plants that will work here in Florida?
Quite a few, actually. I'm thinking the boxwoods, the akubas, azaleas, of course, camellia, eastern red cedar, which is a native. There's oak leaf I use a lot of oak leaf hydrangeas, especially the ruby slippers. There's native oak leaf hydrangeas, hostas, leopard plants. Oh, my goodness, Lamium coleus, the list can go on and on. There's so many that you can use there in Florida, as well as up north.
I love leopard plants, and they are so, they have the big kind of dollar weed or kind of lily pad-shaped leaf, and then you're so surprised when you see the yellow flowers coming up from them. But you can also get the variegated kind with yellow dots. Have you used the ones with yellow speckles in them?
Yes. They're beautiful, and that's one of those plants, Teresa, that, okay, it's beautiful when it's flowering, but it's also beautiful when it's not.
It
is. Which is what I love about getting the combinations of the foliage and the blooms.
And no pest problems, to say. I don't see any. I mean, do you get snail issues? Because I've never seen snail issues with it.
I haven't had any problems. The only thing, because up north here, right about now, the winter time, I had to go outside the other day and remove some of the yucky brown foliage that was getting mushy.
Yes.
So I removed the outer foliage, but I have all brand new on the inside. That's the only issue. You want to get rid of that mushy leaves.
One of the exciting plants that you have in your book, or the variety species in your book, is the new Nandina domesticas from Southern Living, and the Obsession Lemon Lime and Blush Pink. I love them. Tell us a little bit about them.
Oh, yes, I love those. I'm in the nursery all the time, of course, because of what I do, and I discovered that a few years back because I was in the nursery around, it was later in the season for us, it was around October, and I saw this vibrant pinkish red just calling out to me, and also this lemony yellow, and I went over to them, and yes, they were the brand new cultivars. And what's nice about these is that they're evergreen. They look like a bamboo, but they're not at all. And the Obsession has that fiery pinkish red. Mine has it all year long, not just seasonal. It has it all the time. And then the lemon lime has the yellow. And another attribute is that these were hybridized. These were bred to not bear the berries, which you would think berries good for birds, but the Nandina berries are not. They can actually do a lot of harm to birds if they eat them. So I was so happy when they came out with something that was hybridized, which was safe for wildlife and added lots of color to the garden.
And it's not invasive, so those berries means it doesn't spread. So that you can get them from Southern Living, and they're just gorgeous. And I just recommended them in another book that I helped with. And so I'm glad you love them too as well. So how should gardeners with shade, do they need to water as much? How can they determine how much water to plant or to give plants in the shade?
Well, that's a nice benefit of shade. You don't have to water as often. Monitor your space. Try to use drip irrigation if you can. Water early in the morning so the water can absorb. And I tell my clients, get yourself a moisture meter if you're not sure. And use the moisture meter different times of the day, after watering and in between. And don't water every day. It's not necessary. You can water, depending on the temperatures, every other day, every 3 days. Just pretty much monitoring is the key.
Right.
Until you get it right.
And you know, the best moisture meter I have found, Lee, is my finger. And I stick my finger in the ground, and if the ground is cool, moist, or wet, I don't need to water.
Exactly.
So you know, speaking of overwatering and the issues that cause, you know, plants to be not as healthy, insects and disease, how does that affect, how are plants affected by insects and disease in the shade?
Just have to watch out for more the fungal and the bacterial infections. Look for signs if you see holes or powdery mildew. You can actually, it looks like powdery flecks or brown spots. Just monitor your garden. Just keep an eye on it, and if you see shot hole fungus, like the holes or the mildew, use the proper treatment. There's homemade remedies. There's things you can buy in the store. So that's what I would be, just stay on top of it, and you shouldn't have any problems.
Right. If they walk it on a regular basis, they will catch it before it becomes a big problem. You and I agree on that. And so deer in Florida, we have them here. You can see them along I-4. You see them up in Ocala, the North Florida, and even down in South Florida. So you deal with deer in your books, but what would you say is a remedy? What's your best advice to prevent deer from eating your plants?
Okay, you're going to laugh at this one, but I'm going to say use deer-resistant plants. What I mean by deer-resistant are the ones that have a specific taste or aroma or texture that the deer don't like. And I mentioned so many deer-resistant plants in the book, and even some of the ones that other sources will say are deer-resistant. Well, after 27 years of doing this, you always get one deer that doesn't follow the rules. So I'll point that out if I've ever had a case where the deer ate the foliage. But that's your best bet. Don't plant hosta. Don't plant yews or arborvitae, because that's just saying, come on down and just have a party.
We have a buffet here right for you.
Right.
Yes,
right.
I appreciate that. And so tell us about your books and your blog. You have a really nice blog.
Well, thank you. My blog is A Guide to Northeastern Gardening at landscapedesignbylee.blogspot.com, or just simply search A Guide to Northeastern Gardening. And as far as my books, there's a link to the on the top navigation bar of the blog that leads to my books and all other interesting links and websites. Or you can just go on to Amazon, search, very simple, Lee Miller Gardening, L-E-E, Miller Gardening, and all five books will pop right up.
There you go, Lee. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. Your plant selections for shade are spot on. And for those of you shady characters who live north of the Mason-Dixon line, Lee, your books are great. Shade Gardening for the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic is a must-have for your gardening bookshelves.
Well, thank you so much, Teresa. And once again, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Take care, hon. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. And, I don't know whether I'll see her soon. She's in New York.
I was going to say.
But that just came right out. She is phenomenal. Her books are great. But, you know, we have so many, you know, seasonal snowbirds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's good. When I was reading her book, I'm going, wow, that can grow in Florida. That can grow in Florida. That can grow in Florida.
Right.
So we get a lot of questions on shade gardening. People don't know what to plant, especially for color and, you know, for ease of planting, what they can do to make their gardens, their shade gardens, a little exciting. So I thought Lee Miller's book was really good, and it was great to have her on this morning. She is just a lot of fun when you get to have her. And if you want her to design your garden up north, she's great. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're with us here on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is your time to get your questions answered. If you have a gardening issue, don't know what to do, don't know what to plant, you know, what's going on, give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, just like Jay did from Melbourne. And he gave us a perfect text message. He told us his name, gave us our his city, and then also gave us the problem. And so I'm going to be addressing that in just a minute. But I just have to say I'm really glad I'm getting bird reports here. So Joanne and in Orlando, or she's actually in Maitland, she said, I had a flock of fat robins in the side yard for hours last Sunday. I love that. They stay in your yard for hours. That's great. And she does have a really great natural backyard that has a lot of flowers and shrubs and all kinds of great resources for birds. And she said the best was a visit to the Orlando Wetlands Park last weekend, where our garden club saw roseate spoonbills, herons, and vultures. And so that's a great place to go if you're new to Florida, new to the Central Florida area or Orlando. Check out the Orlando Wetlands Park. It's a great place to walk and see all kinds of wildlife, and it is good for the environment. You'll see how they're get a lot of education on how we're protecting our water resources. And she is drinking English breakfast tea, so that is wonderful. Joanne, I'm right there with you. So then we also got a text message from someone who lives in Cocoa Beach, and yesterday her yard was filled with lots of visiting American robins. They stopped to eat the berries from various trees, including, she said, she has cherry laurel, and she said she has many visiting catbirds, painted buntings, grackles, and yearly residents that are there in her yard all year round, the North American cardinals, and she says also the ultra-intelligent blue jays, which they beg peanuts. And she says the blue jays bring their whole family. She says it's just beautiful. So I love that. And just getting all these bird sightings. If you have a bird sighting, you can text us at 23680, or you can give us a call. Lizzie will be right there for you, 1-888-455-2967. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. And Eileen sees birds all year round because she has roosters next door. Good morning. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
Ready to just all those roosters. They are something else. Hello, Queen Gardner.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am great. So tell us about the birds you see in your yard.
Everything. The blue jays have come back. The woodpecker, he's back. Actually, there's small woodpeckers. They don't have the red heads yet. Mm-hmm. But the big ones, they're humongous.
They are.
I've never seen such big woodpeckers in all my life. I'm thinking they're going to take the bird feeders with them.
Yes, they are huge.
The little small ones are called flickers, and they are cute, too. They're little dotted. They've got dotted speckles on them, and they're wonderful. And so,
are they going to grow up with the red heads, or are they going to stay small?
Sometimes the females and males have different coloring, and so they don't get the red, the really red brandish that that the pileated woodpeckers get, but they do get a little red on them, yes.
Okay. I have two questions for you.
Okay.
All right. I bought a Hawaiian tie.
Okay, wonderful.
Is that the correct name for it?
It's one of the common names for it, yes. They're also called Three Sisters. I mean, there's a bunch of different names for them. They're Cordyline fruticosa.
They are beautiful.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Now, I also bought a bird of paradise.
Okay.
But it says on the other side of the plant, it says that it is a false bird of paradise.
It's a what bird of paradise?
False.
False bird of paradise.
One side says false bird of paradise. The other one is a real bird of paradise because it has flowers on it, and it's opened up like a bird of paradise.
Okay.
Now, where is the best place to plant this?
Okay. Well, I think what you have is a heliconia, and they have the flower that looks like the bird of paradise. It looks like the beak. They're oranges, and they can be pink, too, as well. And red. And so they can be planted in either sun or shade. So no matter where you plant them, it will do well.
And it'll flower?
Yes.
Like a bird of paradise?
Yes, it will flower better than a bird of paradise. Bird of paradises sometimes are a little cranky, or they take a long time to bloom because when they're putting out new roots, or when they're new to the ground, and just plant it, they don't bloom right away. It may take sometimes up to 2 to 4 years for them to bloom when their roots start getting crowded. But heliconias bloom every year, not a problem.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm glad I bought it then.
Yeah, no, you did well.
Okay, one more question, and then I promise I'll let you go.
You're fine.
I have the hibiscus that I covered during both freezes that we had.
Uh-huh.
It is, I see two little leaves of green. I'm thinking about digging it up and putting it in a pot because it's not doing well sitting where it's sitting.
Okay. Where's it sitting? What kind of sunlight?
Where it originally sat, in the front.
Okay, but is it in the full sun?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of soil do you have? Because you're in Polk County. You have a little bit of a sandy soil.
Well, we have sandy soil, but I planted it with the topsoil, and it was Miracle-Gro topsoil.
Okay, so I'm thinking it's just a little bit more of it got a winter hit. So I don't think it's necessarily you need to necessarily move it. Okay. But you can't always put it in a pot, but it's probably going to get zapped every year where it is in the, from the freezes when we have a freeze. And so you might want to put it in the pot for that reason. But I wouldn't move it right now. I'd just wait another couple of weeks and cut it back, and it'll be fine.
Well, there's nothing to cut back. It's like...
Sticks. It's cut the sticks back. In a couple of weeks, Eileen, thank you so much for calling. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow, winding river.
I love the lake, slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Attention people with Medicare and anyone turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. The service is free. You may find a plan with a $0 monthly premium, $0 copays, and $0 deductible. Don't gamble. Speak to a licensed agent to find out which plan is right for you. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. 800-571-7025. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
Have fungus gnats invaded your potted plants? Control these pests with BTI, the active ingredient in Summit Responsible Solutions Mosquito Bits. This naturally occurring bacterium kills mosquito larvae, and it also kills fungus gnat larvae in potting soil. Just follow these instructions on the label. Mosquito Bits are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Yeah, remember when all phones sounded like that? Hey, it's Brian Mudd, and I sure do. But you've got to go with the times, so go with Affinity Cellular. Affinity is offering 3 months free service and a free flip or smartphone with a 30-day guarantee. Happy with your current phone? That works too. Get unlimited talk and text for as little as $15 a month. Get started right now at Affinity, with an A, cellular.com. Affinity Cellular. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you for listening. To all our new listeners out there, you don't need to miss an episode of Better Lawns and Gardens. You don't have to wake up early. Like Lizzie and I, we get up really early.
That's natural for the both of us, though, to be honest with you. I think we're both in that habit of getting up super early. So
yeah, and I was getting text messages at 4:30 this morning, so other people are too.
Oh, that late? Wow, that must be nice because I get them all night long.
You can go to our website, betterlawns.com, or you can see all the shows that we produce on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and then also Audio Boom. You can also sign up on our Facebook page. Like us. We want everybody to like us and give us 5 stars like Pat and Manny did. They are just wonderful. They are already on the page this morning. It's free of charge to have the show download and subscribe so that you know when a new show is uploaded.
Yes, it's really simple, too.
So let's go to Jay in Melbourne. Jay's been very patient. He's on the text messages. And he says, my crepe myrtle has lots of leaves on them this year. Probably due to hurricanes. Yeah, crepe myrtles have lots of leaves, so I don't think it's due to the hurricanes. But can I lightly prune now, as I usually do, or wait until the frost threat is gone? Well, we don't recommend pruning your crepe myrtles at all if you're going to be cutting it back just for the sake of cutting it back. How you want to prune crepe myrtles is you want to take out any suckers from the bottom of the trunk of the tree. You don't want to cut off and hack it straight across. So it needs crepe myrtles need good air circulation. So take out any branches that are crisscrossing in the wrong direction or rubbing up against another branch, and leave 3 to 5, trunks at the bottom. Crepe myrtles are really basically a shrub. They're not a tree. And so the more you hack them back, the more they're going to sucker and, they're going to take longer to bloom. It's just not recommended that you cut them at all. So no need.
Yeah, I've seen a few that have never been cut. And I would argue that they are not a tree because they get so huge.
Well, no, they are. They're a large, mm-hmm. They're a large tree, but they're not a single trunk tree.
Gotcha.
Okay. And so, no, there's some that get 40 feet tall down there by Advent Health. There's a whole street with crepe mm-hmm. myrtles that are 40 feet tall that are gorgeous. But what I'm saying is that they're not a tree. They come up from the bottom. The stems and the trunk come up and they sucker and it looks good too.
They are a village. They are not just a single tree. They are a village.
I appreciate that. Okay, so what plant with colorful leaves, no flowers, will do well in a pot in the spring and summer? And that's a text message from Mount Dora. I would say your crotons. Crotons are very colorful and do very well in pots. There's also the stramantha if you're going to be doing it in shade. And then also there's some variegated plants that are, so like the leopard plant would be good. Your different types of cast iron plants. You can get some that are variegated. And then also, too, what is that called? I know what it's called. I can just see them. They're pink, green, and white. And the name will come to me. But there are a lot of, go through and get lots of color. You can get variegated hibiscus, which will do well in full sun. Lots of colorful shrubs and trees. And if you go to your garden centers, you can see them. And if they're in the sun at the nursery, you kind of know that they'll do well in the sun at your house. So good question.
You know what I saw this last week, maybe what? 2 weeks ago, and I was really surprised. I have as a few azalea bushes that we planted 15 years ago and have never flowered, and they are flowering. I'm like, what? In the biscuits? I'm like, this is so odd. They're pretty and light pink. I don't like pink, but pink, they're actually really pretty. But maybe it's just, I'm so excited it took them 15 years to bloom. So hang in there. Those that have plants that don't bloom, you just wait maybe 15 years.
Well, I would just wonder why they're not blooming. So, you know, it's just.
Where they're planted, they're on the west side of the house. But we have my favorite tree in the whole wide world, the sycamore tree. And then we have fir trees that circle around that. So there's really not much sun that gets to
it. Yeah, so they're getting a little bit more this year.
Yes.
So they're trying, you know, there's a lot of plants that when they're dying, they produce flowers so that they can, you know, have seeds. So
you
maybe they're really a little stressed out.
You realize I have control of your mic, right?
I do. And so we had a correction there. I did one of the text messages, you know, I mentioned that it was a she, it's not as a he. And he says he loves the show, and it makes me feel good that nature endures despite all the development and harm we do. Well, I would say that we're trying to do better now with development, and we really make it cracking down. But I live, you know, in a very, very urban area with lots of buildings around us, I-4, and we have raccoons, we have possums, we have pileated woodpeckers, we have coyotes, we have, you know, I've even had bears going through our area.
It's almost like nature is adjusting to our junkiness, you know?
Yes.
So it's not good, but it's good for the heart
to
see this.
It is. And we just need to make sure that we're doing our part in making sure, because we do have a lot of land developed, but we also have a lot, you know, that we can develop more. We've got a lot of, you know, extra groves that have died out. And so we're going to see more development, but we can do it smart. And that's a good thing. So
I wonder if we would want to do a show sometime on how to plant foliage that would be good for nature's, like the animals and stuff.
Yes.
But
yes.
I mean, obviously you're not wanting to bring bears into your yard and stuff, but I mean, if you live out in an area where there's bears or raccoons, I mean,
yes.
Would it be?
You would think that, you know, we would plant some plants that, okay, you guys just stay over there.
Right.
and don't come into the yard.
Like Central Park in, you know, New York, they
exactly.
have their own little area.
Exactly. And so, yeah, it's one of the things that we, you know, we want to plant for nature. And then when we get the actual animals that come in, then we kind of complain about that. So, you know,
we are so fickle.
We are. Nature's fickle. So there you go. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. If you love to read books, just books in general, fiction books, you're going to want to stay tuned to the next hour. We have Christy Wilhelmi, and she is coming on, and she has written a garden fiction book called Garden Variety. So we're going to be talking about that, and it's a lot of fun. So I know you want to stay tuned for that. Also, too, let me just get this going right here. Some more signs of spring. I have to tell you this. I have three that you don't get any bad karma if you kill. Three things that you can kill without any bad karma. Okay.
Great, here we go.
Okay, and one of them is slugs and lubber grasshoppers.
Okay,
slugs and lubber grasshoppers, those are two of them. There's just no use for them at all. We're going to start seeing the lubber grasshoppers that are going to be hatching soon. And they're going to be hatching around your fleshy leaf plants like your amaryllis. Okay, your amaryllis, your hostas. These bugs, there's no use for them at all. They're just not good. You need to kill them and kill them quickly. They hatch in groups of like 50 to 100. I kind of do a little hat dance, you know, and stomp on them. And when they're small, when they hatch, you can use a pesticide to kill them. And so seven or any leaf, any kind of pesticide for leaf chewing caterpillars will work on them. When they get bigger, if you miss them or they come into your yard, when you see one, there will be two, okay? And they're laying eggs for next year. And when they get to be mature, the only two things that can kill them are bricks.
And that's the grasshoppers?
Yes.
Okay.
The only two things that can kill them are bricks.
The big ones. Those big, they're orange huge. And yellow. Yes, and yes. They have their own little armor.
I like to take pruners and cut them in half. It feels very good. And I just, you know, it just, I mean, they can defoliate and eat your plants overnight. Mm-hmm. And you'll get up and you won't have a landscape. So this is the time of the year to start looking for them. They start to come in February. And it's one of the good signs of spring or one of the bad signs of spring.
Oh,
so there you go. The third creature you can kill without any bad karma are ex-husbands. So that's just...
Take that back. No. Take that back. No, you are not allowed to. Do not go and kill anybody. Good gravy.
So what other kinds of birds can we see in springtime? Parula warblers and then chuckwill widows. And I've never seen a chuckwill's widows. And then also, too, we mentioned this a little bit earlier, red maples. The red maples are budding out, and you get those little red samseras. They're not leaves. Those are really actually seeds from the flowers. And then also the Carolina willow is blooming. And down in South Florida, you have the coreopsis, which blooms all year round. That's our state wildflower. And we see them here in the summertime, late spring, early summertime. And but those get even more color intense. So those are gorgeous. And then also our citrus is blooming. Lots of citrus are blooming. Mangoes, Hong Kong orchid trees, jackfruit, and poinsettias. Those red royal poinsettias are blooming in South Florida. So we really do appreciate that. Today is Arbor Day. It's a great time to plant a tree. I hope you go by our sponsor, Quality Green Specialist in DeLand. And you are listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. It's Saturday morning. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.